Well, the Proteas have beaten Australia by 98 runs in the first ODI in Cairns. Let's have a look at what happened. The Proteas batted first and made 296 for 8, which I thought might have been a few runs short because Aidan Markram's 82 and 65 from Themba Bavuma and 57 from Matthew Brietske got them to that mark. Vian Mulder also chipped in with 31 off 26 balls. Travis Head took 4 for 57 with his off spin, and that was the story of the day in the Australian reply. The spinners, Keshav Maharaj and Pranellan Subrayan, took 6 wickets between them. Maharaj finished with 5 for 33. Subrayan took 1 for 46, a first ODI wicket for Subrayan. And there were a couple wickets each for Nandre Berger and Lungi Ngidi. Mitchell Marsh was on 88 before he was dismissed, and Ben Dwarshuis was on 33. And that was the partnership that was keeping Australia in the game. But Maharaj says that they did well to stick in there and break that one.
Yeah, very much so. I think, firstly from a point of series where we start very slowly, it's nice to put our front foot forward. And then to see how clinical we are, we're going to expect partnerships. It's not a case of just running through a very solid batting lineup. Yeah, we had the breakthrough, but we expected a partnership. But the guys were still quite diligent in terms of the execution and, quite clinical when we did get the wicket of Dwarshuis at the end.
The second ODI is on Friday. Moving to some rugby news. Rassie Erasmus has made 10 changes to the Springbok squad for the Rugby Championship clash with Australia on Saturday. Jesse Creel will captain the side. That features 5 changes in the backs and 5 in the forwards. Andre Pollard comes in at fly half. Vili Leroux will start at fullback. Damian Dialende starts at inside centre, while Cheslin Colby and Kanan Moody are the two wings. Grant Williams is the other survivor, along with Creel, from that loss at Ellis Park. In the forwards, Thomas Du Toit starts at tight head prop. Achia Sneyman and Ruan Nokia both come into the second row. Franco Mostert starts at flank, and Jean-Luc Dupreez gets a rare start at number 8. Oxenchair, Malcolm Marks and Marco van Staden are all starting again. It's a 6-2 split on the bench. Eben Etzebeth and Lourdes Diaga are on the pine, while Sasha Feinberg and Gomez Zulu comes into the match day 23. And then it's football news to finish. Durban City take on Golden Arrows in their first Betway Premiership derby tonight. Durban City have won both of their matches so far this season, and midfielder Hashim Domingo says a derby is always comes with a bit more spice.
Derby is always tough, no matter who the teams are. I think we analysed what Golden Arrows can do and what they will bring to the game. I think, and we will definitely be prepared for that. But any derby is difficult, and it will be an interesting one.
So the other matches, Chipper United take on TS Galaxy, Kaizer Chiefs are up against Richards Bay, Orbit College face Sekhukhune, and Siwelele take